Our pursuits reveal our passions, don't they? Whatever we're doing is really revealing what we're passionate about. Our passions fuel our pursuits. Our passions and our pursuits help us fulfill our purpose. See, to fulfill the purpose, we've got to have the passion and the pursuit. What did Jesus say? Deny yourself, take up your cross, make sure that you understand your purpose and your passion and your pursuit is to follow me.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy wraps up his series, Follow the Leader. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and thank you, my friend, for all your work during this last year as well. And almost Happy New Year. Just a few more hours until we turn the clock, the ball drops in New York, and we officially move into a brand new calendar. Always an exciting time, you know, a time of reflecting on this last year, where we've been, what we've done, and looking into brand new year. It's also a great intentional living time as we think about how do we want 2018 to be? You know, with God's will, you know, we can't control everything. We know that. But we need to move in the right direction, trusting God every step of the way. And we want to be with you in the process and hear your stories of how 2018 really can be a great year of being intentional in your walk with Christ. We're talking about leadership today. Remember when we were kids, we played the game Follow the Leader. We all have leaders in our lives, and frankly, all of us are leaders. Leaders in our family, leaders in marriage perhaps, or in the community. Leadership is not optional, okay? So let's move on over to the teaching studio as we wrap up this series on this Friday, as we wrap up also 2017 real soon. So we talked about purpose, and I think a second thing is have a passion to follow God's purpose. Now, passion's an interesting thing. Passion, I see, is the fuel to intentional living. It's a fuel. And I wrote this down. I said, it's not that Christians lack passion. It's our passions lack Christ. I think that's true. We all have passion. Come on. Some of you are so passionate about your sports team. You're passionate about your projects. You're passionate about your hobbies. You're passionate about your kids. You got passion. I mean, if you have zero passion, then, you know, we need to help you. That's another thing. You know, that's another issue. But most people don't lack some level of passion. Now, some people admittedly are more overtly passionate than others, but there's something within us that drives this passion in our lives. So I don't think it's so much that as Christians we don't have passion. I just think as Christians our passion doesn't have Christ in it. And I was thinking of another parable that Jesus shared in Luke chapter 12, and starting with verse 16. He says, "Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, you know, what shall I do since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and I'll build greater barns, and there will store all my crops and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, can you see that? Say to your soul, soul, can you say that, you know? Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be that you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself, but is not rich toward God." I think that parable is a reminder to us that we're passionate about stuff. This guy was passionate about building this business and bringing in his crops and building bigger barns. Now he can sit back and just retire. Isn't that sort of the American dream today? Just to get to a place where I got financial freedom and then I can just retire. And he says, you fool. The reason I shared that is because I think in this area of passion, when we get our feet on the ground and realize that life is short, what, about 27,000 days, that's about all we get. That's it. It's a pretty short time in the span of history. We're here and we're gone. It's a reminder that we can be putting the focus on the wrong things. I can do it. I wrestle with this. And so my messages flow out of the very things that I can wrestle with. My passions can be about the wrong things. And so if I'm having challenges in my marriage or my family or my finances, if my passion's over here and God wants my passion over here, in the perspective of eternity, that changes things, doesn't it? Because our passions really, it's such a hard thing to wrap our minds around passion. Because some people just seem to be very passionate. If you're not feeling that you're a passionate person, you got to ask yourself the question, where do my passions lie? You know, what is it that turns to that sense of excitement in my life every day? So, you know, we're talking about the importance of purpose. We talked about passion. And then I think we have to have daily pursuits that align with God's purpose. This is the real practical stuff. I wrote this down this morning before I came in. I said our pursuits, the things that we go after, this gets back to our, you know, the goals that we set, the habits that we talk about with intentional living, right? These are the pursuits. What do we get up and what do we actually pursue? What do we actually do? Our pursuits reveal our passions, don't they? Whatever we're doing is really revealing what we're passionate about. Our passions fuel our pursuits. Our passions and our pursuits help us fulfill our purpose. See, to fulfill the purpose, we've got to have the passion and the pursuit. And of course, what did Jesus say? Deny yourself, take up your cross, make sure that you understand your purpose and your passion and your pursuit is to follow me. I wrote this all out. I got all of this and I sat and looked at it last night. And all of a sudden dawned on me, as we're thinking about passion and purpose and pursuit, isn't this what you heard me talk about before? About our head, our hearts, and our hands. I didn't start there and got here. I got there and it brought me back to what we talk about. God has placed within us our minds, our thinking. These are where we make our decisions about our purpose when we read Scripture and we make a decision about understanding God's purpose in marriage or family or whatever it is that you're wrestling with, whatever that purpose issue is that you need to resolve. The passion is really a heart issue, allowing God to fill your heart and fill you with that passion. For some, it comes more easily than others. But at the end of the day, you still have to have the pursuit, right? You still have to get up and say, now I choose to be intentional in this area.
Dr. Randy will be back in a moment to conclude today's teaching, Follow the Leader.
Are you trying to get ahead and always up against another roadblock?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Parkey Thompson, our intentional financial coach.
Who keeps placing these roadblocks in your path? You know, every month you try to get ahead and it just seems like it gets harder and harder. Everywhere you turn, there's an obstacle. Have you ever looked to see if your choices may be causing those roadblocks? All of us make choices every day, and the choices we make always have repercussions, good and bad. Not learning to say no at the right time and place can be a huge roadblock in your financial plan. Be intentional with your financial choices. Don't make decisions just for today. Think about the long-term impact to you and your family. Live with a purpose. Live on a plan. Make financial choices that are going to have a great payback today and in the future.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Today's teaching by Dr. Randy is from a larger series called Follow the Leader. When you become a monthly member, we'll say thanks and send you the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes two autographed bestsellers, the Intentional Living Wristband, and monthly coaching CDs every month. And this month only, you'll get our exclusive 2017 weekly planner called My Plan for Hope. Join today at theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-888-1717 and press option number 4. Now let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues his teaching, Follow the Leader.
The passion is really a heart issue, allowing God to fill your heart and fill you with that passion. For some, it comes more easily than others. But at the end of the day, you still have to have the pursuit, right? You still have to get up and say, now I choose to be intentional in this area. Typical of all of our conferences, about 70 or 75% or so of the people in the audience, and it can be a small audience of 250, or it could be a large audience of, you know, 1,500. But the numbers generally are about the same. About 75 or so percent of the people in the audience, when I challenge them at the end to say, what one thing will you pursue in the next 30 days that'll bring pleasure to Christ in whatever the topic is? It could be your marriage, your parenting. About 75% of people will stand and share different one things that they're going to do. I have no idea when they leave if they any of them do any of that. They really don't. And as I shared earlier, that's really a God thing. That's not me. God doesn't look at the numbers and say, oh, good job, Randy. You got 75% of people to respond. It's His work. And this is something I always tell people, don't stand for my benefit. This is something between you and God. But I really believe this. We live in an imperfect world. We're all caught in this environment of culture that's dragging us away from what we know the Bible teaches. You don't have to read very far into Scripture to see how far we are from where the Bible is in how it instructs us in living our lives every day. Right? Would you agree with that? I mean, come on, we read the Scripture, it's there. But every day we make a decision. What is my purpose? If we come back and say, God, what is the purpose? And what is my passion? And how do I have my passion be such that allows me to pursue what it is that you desire from me? I think that's a great visual image. That, to me, that sort of answers, what does it mean when Jesus says, follow me, to Matthew, follow me. He's saying to Matthew, I have a purpose for you. When you understand why you were made, see, he could have stayed there as a tax collector and still done God's purpose, if that's where God had wanted him to be. Because we can find purpose in wherever He puts us. You don't have to be in a ministry. You don't have to be a pastor at a church. You don't have to be a married person or a young person or whatever. God has purpose wherever we are. If we can discover what it is, see. But in Matthew's case, Jesus wanted something more for him. And He said, follow me. And He put it down and He followed him. You know how radical that was to change the course of his life? I think a challenge for each of us every day is, are we really following Christ? Come on. Are we really? We know Him. We know where we're going. We know we've been saved. But the Bible is a troubling book. It really is. I don't know if you're troubled by it when you read it sometimes, but and it's troubling. It's a revolutionary book. It's a transformational book because it's God's Word that speaks to us. And He says to us, remember, you're only here for one purpose. We're only here for one purpose. It's not to build a ministry of intentional living. It's not to build a radio network. These are things we do. Those are sort of the things, assignments He has for us. But our purpose is to bring Him glory. And that's the question. Are we bringing Him glory in what we do? I don't know. I mean, it's something that's between each of us individually and God Himself. That I would be found faithful in bringing Him glory today. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for this opportunity to look into Your Word. It's troubling when You tell us to set ourselves aside, to pick up our cross, follow You. That has profound implications to everything that we do every day. Lord, I pray that for myself, I'll be aware of how this message speaks to me, that each of us here will be aware of how it speaks to each listening. I pray, Lord, that we'd be aware of the fact that You have so much more for us than we have for ourselves. You desire so much more for us than we desire for ourselves. Lord, thank You for the opportunity to just look into Your Word as a team here today. Thank You for the privilege of doing this. May we realize the purpose is to bring You glory when we turn on that microphone, to bring You glory when that article is written, to bring You glory when we talk to a listener or constituent on the phone. Whatever it is that we do up front or behind the scenes, that we bring you glory from repairing a transmitter to sitting face-to-face with a person who wants to come to you. Thank you for the privilege that we do this together as a team. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. Live back here in our Intentional Living studio, I think that prayer summarizes my thoughts for 2017. Lord, thank you for allowing us to have this ministry where we've seen thousands of people at conferences, talking to people on the air around the country and around the world, sending out resources and teaching material to people, as well as encouraging over 3,000 members every month with our teaching from the Intentional Living Studios. Very special opportunity to do this. And I want to thank those of you who are standing with us. And I just want to mention on this Friday, with just a few hours left in 2017, we're not there yet financially. We need to close this year strong. We really do. And I want to send out an appeal to those of you who have been supporting us. If you could give that 13th month, if you're a regular monthly supporter, that extra gift, or if you've never given, to share a gift today, that would be a great help as we close out and get credit for 2017. Two ways you can do it. During West Coast business hours, you can always call 888-888-1717. That's our number, and press number 4. Talk to our staff, 888-888-1717, or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. And thank you for your support. Coming up in a moment, I'm going to talk to a couple of people who are going to share their experience of intentional faith as they chose to follow God's leadership in their lives. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
And how we're living intentionally is we're doing a marriage Bible study. We get together and pray for each other, encourage each other in God's Word.
The thing I'm doing that's intentional the most is praying for my coworkers.
I'm living intentionally by switching all my radios from secular country music to Christian radio.
God has an intentional plan for you. Dr. Randy and the Intentional Living Center are here to help you discover it and live it. This year, as you've engaged with the ministry through the radio program, teaching resources, conferences, and more, you've experienced a ministry God is using to strengthen marriages and families all around the world. We're facing the end of the year with a significant financial hill to climb to keep the ministry strong. But the good news is, right now, your year-end investment to Intentional Living is being matched dollar for dollar. Make a difference in the lives of others and help Intentional Living finish the year strong. Go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717 to help Intentional Living meet our financial need and continue to make a difference for your family and for others as well. That's theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Tina. One thing I learned to be intentional after living with my husband, since he's been an inspiration to me, is to be helpful to others, even if they're not related to you or if you don't even know them. Like, they're just random strangers on the street, or they could be even just strangers in where you work, like that just are customers of yours. I work in a gas station, Circle K, and I see people talking about their lives always to the cashier. And being a cashier, I hear everyone's story, almost, of what they're going through, especially my regulars. And they may not be related, they may be strangers, but they've opened up to me since I've been a Christian, and I've never been afraid of putting Family Life Radio on air in the store I work in. I worked for about 8 hours by myself in a gas station. And the only station I've ever listened to was Family Life Radio since I moved out to this state. So I feel like that it's actually an advantage, but also a blessing, and that I could listen to something that's intentional to me and inspirational to me and many others. I'm surprised some people are not as open to even wanting to understand Christ, would actually be willing to even draw near because of the station. And I'm just so proud of you guys. If my financial situation wasn't so terrible, I'd probably be right up front in the row to donate to help you guys, because you guys are doing a phenomenal job. I'm only 25, so anyways, I better get going. I gotta go work. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, listen, you know what? Let me share something with you, a little secret. I believe that if we can help young people get started on the right foot living intentionally, we've got a lot of years ahead. Very, very positive. You know, we're talking about following the leader today, and if God is not the ultimate leader that you follow, then you're going to be greatly disappointed. So let's go to Corey, who's on the line from Michigan, wants to talk about intentional faith. Corey, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
What have you learned about faith?
I had been through a divorce. My spouse at the time had walked away from God, and it ended in divorce, and that was nothing I ever desired.
Yeah.
And after that, I went through this phase of not really sure what God wanted for my life, because it really threw me for it. I mean, it made me question everything I thought I had known.
Sure.
And through that, I realized that very much I had to become the man of God that I needed to be in order to have a godly life, and to make sure that I was seeking after God on a daily basis, and make sure that I was the one changing myself in order to have the kind of spouse that I was desiring. And I'm very excited to say that even through the trials and everything, that God did just absolutely bless me way beyond anything I could have accounted or even imagined. And next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, I get to get married to a wonderful woman of God who stands behind me in ministry at the church. I'm a worship leader. And just God truly, he doesn't have our timing, God. And that's what's so awesome about it.
Yeah.
But in his perfect timing, as we just seek after him and we desire his will for our lives, he will always blessed, even when we can't even imagine it.
That's so true. Well, Corey, bless you, and we pray your marriage really is an honor to God, that you have a great life, and your worship continues to grow in terms of your leadership. And thanks for sharing your story with us today, man.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. What part of Michigan are you in? Do you live, by the way?
Up in central Michigan, in between Mount Pleasant and Midland.
Fantastic. Well, stay warm.
I definitely will.
There you go. You know, the scripture says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that we are to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and not lean on our own understanding. But then it goes on to say, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. That's a faith walk, isn't it? Michael, Michigan is in Michigan. Welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Appreciate your call. What's your comment on walking by intentional faith here?
Trusting God fully is something very difficult to grab onto.
Yeah.
I started out in a like religious walk, and it led me to try to control everything in my life, which almost drove me to the point of insanity. And through Jesus Christ, he totally freed me of all of that. And it totally allowed me to trust him fully. I mean, situations that come across for most people that could take them years and a detour can be a month for me, because I just totally trust him in everything. And he just totally works everything out in my life into his perfect will. And it's amazing when you get there.
Did you have a crisis of faith that caused you to do that?
Yeah. Trying to control everything. I mean, I got to the point where I became psychotic, where I actually wanted to end people's lives in order to keep the control in my life. And it brought me to a breakdown. And that breakdown, Christ filled that void. And it totally brought me to peace and understanding that I had to trust him in everything.
Wow. And so you've been walking this faith walk and growing, and are you plugged into a good church community and that kind of thing?
Yes, I'm a deacon at Long Lake Church in Harrison.
Well, good for you. Well, Michael, listen, you give an example of the fact that we don't control much, and the more we try to control and become a controller, it's not good. Now, we want to take care of things and be good stewards, and we want to manage things, obviously, but there's a difference between management, stewardship, responsibility, following through, and trying to control. I wrestle with that as well, Michael. I think it's something that many of us do.
Dr. Randy, thank you so much for your coaching CDs. And I just want to thank you in an extra big thank you for two CDs in a month. I'm retired and I live alone, and I just so enjoy hearing and hearing again what you share on those coaching CDs. Thank you, and God bless you. Dr. Randy and Donna, the whole team, I just love my electronic family.
I love that every time I hear her. Thank you for your support and for standing with us. Here it is, Friday. We're wrapping up the week, and in just a few hours, the year. And I want to say thanks to all of our stations, all of the management, the team that works so hard with the radio stations, our electronic family staff behind the scenes that keep the internet going, the satellite, and all the things that we do. Steve and Steven and Sally and the rest of the team, thank you all for the work. Together, we're excited and passionate about this brand new year. Before we're there, however, closing out 2017, this is the time that I'm just going to be very bold and ask you to step up and help us close out this year. As you've heard me mention, we have some friends of the ministry who have stepped up and said, look, we want to help your overall ministry of Family Life Communications. And it's a matching gift of up to $200,000, dollar for dollar, that's being matched, has been matched throughout this month. Up through the end of the year, your support is needed. And so to get in on this opportunity, I'm asking you right now to join us in support. Your best gift really will make a difference right now for intentional living. You know, all you have to do is either call during West Coast business hours, if you can still get in on that on this Friday, at 888-888-1717 and press number 4 to talk to our staff, or anytime. Of course, right up until the 31st, you can go online and share your gift. We'll get credited for this year by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And I just want to say on behalf of our team, as I mentioned, Steve and Steven and myself and Sally and the rest of the people behind the scenes, thank you for all of your faithful support and your prayers and the opportunity to work together to see lives change for Christ. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. And we'll see you next time, or should I say next year, from Intentional Living.